importance of responsibility, as well as time management. That's right. Life is stressful, kids. Why not get used to it early? I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather right after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Ty Helbach at Prudential Stevens Point Realty, located at 490 Division Street in Stevens Point, Portage County's real estate leader since 1965. New name, but the same service you expect for all your real estate needs. Ty Helbach at 341-1000.
In your central Wisconsin weather, currently it's 57 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from hour 14, and question one for hour 16 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Hello.
Good morning. This is Evan from 90FM. Would you be interested in doing some Trivia Focus?
Well, sure, Evan. That sounds great.
All right. Can I get your team name?
We are Einstein's Illegitimate Children.
Explain that to me. How did you guys come up with that one?
Our dad kind of helped us with that name since we are the children of Einstein.
How are you utilizing his genetics to help you along with this trivia contest?
Well, the taste of it is disgusting to some of us. Because we're illegitimate, we didn't necessarily obtain or receive all of his genetic capabilities.
What would be the strongest ones that you do have?
We can think well, although not correctly, but we do think well. If you add vodka, it becomes more enjoyable.
What does Einstein honestly have on Oz, if anything?
A hairdo.
So you're saying Einstein's is better than Oz's?
I would have to say so, yes.
How many people do you have on your team this year?
15.
Have they been making it straight through, or are they taking breaks?
We've had several make it straight through, but now we're on our second crew. A new crew has just arrived.
Would you rather be a matador with a club foot or a librarian with problem flatulence?
The librarian.
Explain why?
Well, because we do tend to have some problems with gas as the contest rolls on.
How do you deal with that?
A lot of air freshener and room spray.
Do you guys have any pets?
Just Hodag.
What is Hodag?
Hodag is one of our team members.
So it's a person.
But he's also a pet.
Does he ever make doo-doo on the carpet?
No, we send him outside when he has to do that.
If he did, how would you discipline him?
Well, if we flashed him too much, he might enjoy it. So we tend to reprimand him. Just if you add vodka, it becomes more enjoyable.
If you could fight anyone from 90FM, any of the exec staff members, who would you fight?
We would have to concede on that one. Well, if we flashed him too much, he might enjoy it. Just if you add vodka, it becomes more enjoyable.
How do you keep team morale up once things start to drag?
If you add vodka, it becomes more enjoyable.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do the conga. No, you can enjoy yourself any longer. Feel the rhythm of the music getting stronger.
For Trivia Focus, this is Brian.
I am Evan.
And I'm Matt.
Trivia Focus here on 90FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point, reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m., and on Saturday, May 12th, from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38, the UWSP Alumni Association, and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org.
The point values for questions in Hour 14 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 20 points, Question 2 is worth 335 points, Question 3 is worth 60 points, Question 4 is worth 25 points, Question 5 is worth 10 points, Question 6 is worth 45 points, Question 7 is worth 10 points, and Question 8 is worth 5 points. Once again, the point values for questions in Hour 14 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 20 points, Question 2 is worth 335 points, Question 3 is worth 60 points, Question 4 is worth 25 points, Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 45 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 5 points. The top 5 team standings as of Hour 14, Question 8 are: in 5th place with 2,305 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In 4th place with 2,570 points is Return of Sloopy X / Tied with Network. In 3rd place with 2,600 points is Knights of Neek. In 2nd place with 2,665 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. And in 1st place with 3,085 points is Tin Man. The team winning this hour's grocery bag giveaway is BWO, Sharpies, Bums, and Fender Benders. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market, open 24 hours, and Domino's, 3450901. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to 90FM Studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's grocery bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is BWO, Sharpies, Bums, and Fender Benders. And now, question 1 of Hour 16 of Trivia 38. What is the last name of the mean, authoritarian, fictional, horse-crop-toting school principal whose motto is, "Use the rod, beat the child"? Once again, question 1 of Hour 16 of Trivia 38. What is the last name of the mean, authoritarian, fictional, horse-crop-toting school principal whose motto is, "Use the rod, beat the child"?
Just a wine, oh, love my wine. Make it matter, chef, as ever, doggone time. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Cause when I drink it, I feel so doggone fine. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Cause when I get it, I feel so doggone fine. Well, a little bit of wine is never bad. People drink wine to keep them feeling bad. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Cause when I get it, I feel so doggone fine. Took her off her crutch. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Cause when I get it, feel so doggone fine. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Well, when I get it, feel so doggone fine. Well, give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Well, when I get it, feel so doggone fine.
And we're right in the middle of question number 1, hour 16. What is the last name of the mean, authoritarian, fictional, horse-crop-toting school principal whose motto is, "Use the rod, beat the child"? Good luck from 90FM.
Thank you. from an old familiar score. I know it well, that melody. It's funny how a theme recalls a favorite dream. The dream that brought you so close to me. Because I've heard that song before. The lyrics say forevermore, forevermore, the memory. Please have them play it again, and I'll remember just when I've heard that lovely song before.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Again, the question hour, question 1 hour 16. What is the last name of the mean, authoritarian, fictional, horse crop toting school principal whose motto is "Use the rod, beat the child"? The answer to question 1 hour 16 is Trunchbull. Again, the answer is Trunchbull. Moving on to question number 2 hour 16. Recently, the fictional country of Shacobi adopted a new currency. What is the name of that currency? Again, question 2 hour 16. Recently, the fictional country of Shacobi adopted a new currency. What is the name of that currency? Good luck from 90 FM.
I hear the train a-come. It's rolling around the bay. And I ain't seen the sunshine since. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Freed me from this prison.
And we are right in the middle of question number two, hour 16. Recently, the fictional country of Shacoby adapted a new currency. What is the name of that currency? Good luck. Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Again, question number two, hour 16. Recently, the fictional country of Shacoby adopted a new currency. What is the name of that currency? The answer to question two, hour 16 is Raven. Again, the answer is Raven. And now, this is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number four. Please listen closely. This is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number four. From where you picked up your stone stamp, follow the road. Go past the 10-gallon hats and turn right. Relax. Go past the push brooms. Turn right after bank. Go past the Rod Stewart, Ron Wood Band. Follow the road. Go past the hand and the windmill. Now turn left. Continue past the Cardinal and the Steakhouse. Now turn right. Go past the Squirrel, the band that recorded the album Starfish, the Eagles and the Barn and Silo. Now turn left. Again, this is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number four. From where you picked up your stone stamp, follow the road. Go past the 10-gallon hats and turn right. Relax. Go past the push brooms, turn right after bank. Go past the Rod Stewart, Rod Wood Band, follow the road. Go past the hand and the windmill, now turn left. Continue past the Cardinal and the Steakhouse, now turn right. Go past the Squirrel and the band that recorded the album Starfish, the Eagles and the Barn and Silo. Now turn left. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible in part from a grant from the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Our store, proud to support Trivia 38, with our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover, Dreamweaver's Bridal. Experience the difference, 2824 Post Road, Stevens Point, 344-1181, and online at dreamweaversbridal.com. And Applied Tech Solutions Incorporated, removing the boundaries between you and technology, 1313 2nd Street, downtown Stevens Point, 344-3703. Now, moving on to question number 3, hour 16. Animated character Elliot loves chocolate bars that he calls Woohoo Bars. What is the actual name of these Woohoo Bars? Again, question 3, hour 16. Animated character Elliot loves chocolate bars that he calls Woohoo Bars. What are the actual names? What are the actual name of these Woohoo Bars? Good luck from 90 FM. And we are right in the middle of question number 3, hour 16. Animated character Elliot loves chocolate bars that he calls Woohoo Bars. What is the actual name of these Woohoo Bars? Good luck.
Black slack. I wear a rainbow tie, black slack. They
And phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. The question again, question 3, hour 16. Animated character Elliot loves chocolate bars that he calls Woohoo Bars. What is the actual name of these Woohoo Bars? The answer to question 3, hour 16 is Nummy Bars. The answer is Nummy Bars. Now, moving on to question number 4, hour 16. What is the name of the breakfast cereal known as the Breakfast of Champions? Again, question 4, hour 16. What is the name of the breakfast cereal known as the Breakfast of Champions? Good luck from 90 FM.
I'm in love. You best believe I'm in love, L.U.V.
We are right in the middle of question number 4, hour 16. What is the name of the breakfast cereal known as the Breakfast of Champions? Good luck from 90 FM.
Melody, oh.
And phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Question 4, hour 16. What is the name of the breakfast cereal known as the Breakfast of Champions? The answer to question 4, hour 16 is Wheaties. The answer is Wheaties.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni. And St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org.
It's time now for music question number one. Music question number one is a snippet of 8 songs. You should use form number one, included in the new trivia times, to write the titles of the songs in the order that they are played. Each of the songs is equivalent to a question, and points will be awarded accordingly. The answer sheets are to be tuned in to the 90FM studios between 11 and 11:45 a.m. Saturday. Please remember to include your team ID number on the answer sheet. This year's music questions are made possible by grants from Music Quest Musician Supply, 1101 Berlowski Road, Stevens Point, 344-6900. Whether you're an aspiring musician or a seasoned professional, we have the right gear at the right price. Our store, with our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover, our store is your store. Grassi's Italian Grill, fresh from scratch, located at 5327 Highway 10 East, 345-7808, and forthcoming dance space, 841 Clark Street in Stevens Point, 344-6127. Learning to walk sets you in motion. Learning to dance sets you free. Here now is trivia music question number one. And now, question 4, hour 16. What is the first and last name of the comic book character who spent much of his time in Coquino County? Again, question 5, hour 16. What is the first and last name of the comic book character who spent much of his time in Coquino County? Good luck from 90FM.
I've been a-searching all this big wide world. Now finally I've found my...
Love me, love me, one.
Beatles Fest. May 4th, 5th, and 6th. 54 hours of the Beatles, only on 90 FM.
Trivia 38. And Jesse Salcido.
And we are right in the middle of question number 5, hour 16. What is the first and last name of the comic book character who spent much of his time in Coquino County? Good luck. Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That was question 5, hour 16. What is the first and last name of the comic book character who spent much of his time in Coquino County? The answer to question 5, hour 16 is Crazy Cat. The answer, once again, is Crazy Cat. Moving on to question number 6, hour 16. What is the first and last name of the snowmobile rider who was the first to successfully hit a snowflip at the Winter X Games? Again, question 6, hour 16. What is the first and last name of the snowmobile rider who was the first to successfully hit a snowflip at the Winter X Games? Good luck from 90 FM.
Place you can go, I said, young man. ever walk up the street, it's not safe there. Call the YMCA, they can stop you back on your way. It's fun to say it's the YMCA. It's fun to say it's the YMCA. Stay out everything, but your men do enjoy. You can hang out with all the boys. YMCA. It's fun to say it's the YMCA.
And we are right in the middle of question 6, hour 16. What is the first and last name of the snowmobile rider who was the first to successfully hit a snowflip at the Winter X Games? Good luck! Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That was question 6, hour 16. What is the first and last name of the snowmobile rider who was first to successfully hit a snowflip at the Winter X Games? The answer, question 6, hour 16, is Alexander Nordgaard. Again, the answer is Alexander Nordgaard. Moving right along, question number 7, hour 16. When Kool-Aid singles were introduced, there were television ads which took place on an island. In those ads, we were told you could make Kool-Aid singles in one of three containers. What are those containers? Again, question 7, hour 16. When Kool-Aid singles were introduced, there were television ads which took place on an island. In those ads, we were told you could make Kool-Aid singles in one of three containers. What are those containers? Good luck from 90 FM.
Take it.
And we are right in the middle of question number 7, hour 16. When Kool-Aid singles were introduced, there were television ads which took place on an island. In those ads, we were told you could make Kool-Aid singles in one of three containers. What are those containers? Good luck from 90 FM.
Sunshine, goodbye rain. She's wearing my school ring on her chain. She's my steady, I'm her man. I'm gonna love her all I can.
Say goodbye.
I'm gonna cruise her around the town. Show everybody what I found. Rock and roll with all my friends. Open the music, never ends. Sky, hello blue. Nothing can hold me when I hold you. Feels so right, can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.
Say goodbye.
Hello sunshine, goodbye rain. She's wearing my school ring on her chain. She's my steady, I'm her man. I'm gonna love her all night.
And phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That was question number 7, hour 16. When Kool-Aid singles were introduced, there were television ads which took place on an island. In those ads, we were told you could make Kool-Aid singles in one of three containers. What are those containers? The answer, question 7, hour 16, is a glass, bottle, or a coconut. Again, the answer to question 7, hour 16 is a glass, bottle, or coconut. Moving on, question number 8, hour 16. It is always disheartening when you work your hardest in a play and then have someone else take your part. Such was the case when Rusty Reindeer was offered the part in which Fred the Dog had originally been cast. What was the part that Rusty was offered? Again, question 8, hour 16. It is always disheartening when you work your hardest in a play and then have someone else take your part. Such was the case when Rusty Reindeer was offered the part in which Fred the Dog had originally been cast. What was the part that Rusty was offered? Good luck from 90 FM.
Thank you.
And we're right in the middle of question number 8, hour 16. It is always disheartening when you work your hardest in a play and then have someone else take your part. Such was the case when Rusty Reindeer was offered the part in which Fred the Dog had originally been cast. What was the part that Rusty was offered? Good luck.
I gave a girl a ride in the wagon. He called me in a ghost control. He was nice, but her mind was dragging. I said, get some sleep and dream of rock and roll. But like a fiddle, she was playing there. Moonlight dancing off her hair. Woke up and took me by the hand. You don't love me in my Chevy van, and that's all right with me. Her young face was like that of an angel. Her long legs were tan and brown. Better keep your eyes on the road, son. Better slow this vehicle down. Just like a fish, she was laying there. Moonlight dancing off her hair. Woke up and took me by the hand. You're gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's all right with me.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Again, that was question 8, hour 16. It is always disheartening when you work your hardest in a play and then have someone else take your part. Such was the case when Rusty Reindeer was offered the part in which Fred the Dog had originally been cast. What is the part that Rusty was offered? The answer, question 8, hour 16, is Camel. The answer, again, is Camel.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin.